Unit 12. Reading Passage. The word pirate often conjures up images of sailors with eye patches and parrots on their shoulders. The truth is, modern piracy is anything but heroic. It's a deadly business that threatens thousands of lives and costs companies billions of dollars. Unfortunately, the search for solutions has proven difficult. In the 21st century, we still rely on the oceans for transportation, with some 80% of the world's goods shipped by sea. Valuable ships and their cargo make attractive targets for pirates, whose numbers are growing. Maritime piracy dates back many centuries, with incidents recorded as far back as 3,000 years ago. In ancient times, pirates hid along rocky coasts and attacked passing merchant ships. Several areas in the Mediterranean Sea, including Cilicia in modern Turkey, were centers of pirate activity. These days, pirates have faster ships and better weapons, but their primary motive remains the same: profit. Usually, between 5 to 10 people are involved in an attack, which may aim to seize cargo, kidnap crew members for ransom, or hijack the ship. Attacks may take place in a port, in territorial waters near a nation's coast, or in international waters. As in ancient times, modern pirates track vessels in the world's major shipping lanes. Areas prone to attack include the Malacca Strait, between Indonesia and Malaysia, the Gulf of Guinea, near Nigeria, and the Gulf of Aden, near Somalia. Such places are especially vulnerable since the narrow lanes force ships to proceed at a slower pace. The number of incidents is on the rise. Between 1994 and 1999, there were an average of 209 attacks per year. That rose to an average of 352 between 2000 and 2008. The Horn of Africa and Gulf of Aden have seen the lion's share of recent incidents. In 2008, a full 37% of the world's pirate attacks took place in the region. Several cases that year were spectacular, including the hijacking of a ship carrying Russian tanks. The same year, Somali pirates seized a Saudi Arabian supertanker, later handing it back for an estimated $3 million. Unfortunately, ships have a limited ability to ward off attacks. Modern vessels often carry small crews of less than 10 people. What's more, the Maritime Safety Commission discourages ships from arming themselves since it may provoke pirates into using deadly force. In the face of an attack, vessels are encouraged to try to outrun pursuers. Electrical fences can also be installed around a ship to make boarding difficult. Plus, ships can carry non-lethal weapons such as high-pressure water hoses and ear-piercing loudspeakers. Multinational efforts to combat piracy are also effective deterrents. In 2008, the United Nations passed 4 resolutions allowing ships to pursue pirates into Somalian waters and onto land. Furthermore, a number of warships, including vessels from NATO, the EU, and countries including China and the USA, have been dispatched to patrol the troubled area. Regional agreements can also have an impact. In 2004, 16 Asian countries signed the Regional Cooperation Agreement on Combating Piracy and Armed Robbery Against Ships in Asia, RECAP. The pact, which involves information sharing and coordinated anti-piracy efforts, is credited with helping reduce the problem in Southeast Asia. In the fight against piracy, the stakes are high, as maritime trade is worth trillions of dollars. Piracy disrupts the worldwide flow of goods while endangering the lives of crew members. Attacks also pose an environmental risk, and observers fear a catastrophe may occur should an oil tanker collide with a pirate ship. Modern maritime piracy may not be heroic, nor may it feature in Hollywood movies, but it remains a key global security issue.